Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents What Every Christian Needs to Know About Passover, What It Means, and Why It Matters, by Rabbi Evan Moffick, narrated by Barry Abrams. Introduction. Why Passover Matters to Christians. 4,000 years ago, a momentous meal took place. Sitting around the table were Moses, his brother Aaron, sister Miriam, and the multitudes of Israelites preparing to leave Egypt. It was the first Passover meal. Nearly 1,400 years later, Jesus sat at a similar meal with his disciples. The story of Moses and his leadership of the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land was retold. When Jesus and his friends ate that Passover meal, they were a small band of Israelites living in the midst of the oppressive Roman Empire, and Passover's story of freedom and resistance to powerful political rulers resonated with poignancy and passion. Jesus' Passover meal, of course, became one of the most famous Passover meals in history. It both drew on and recreated the events of the original Passover from Egypt, and it foreshadowed the world-changing events of Jesus' death. It has been immortalized in innumerable pieces of Western art, most famously Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper, and is remembered and reenacted by Christian communities around the world every time they celebrate Holy Communion, otherwise known as Holy Eucharist, or the Lord's Supper. So the Passover meal is one of the interesting places that Judaism and Christianity intersect, intersections that are, at once, rich, complicated, winsome, and sometimes fraught. Jews, even Jews who observe very few other religious rituals, celebrate a Passover Seder each year, a meal that commemorates the events of the original Exodus from Egypt. Church-going Christians celebrate Jesus' Passover Seder when they take communion, and many Christian communities specifically recall Jesus' Last Supper on Holy Thursday, the Thursday before Easter. Finally, in recent years, a growing number of Christians have been attending Passover Seders at the homes of Jewish friends or relatives, or celebrating their own Seders in their church communities. This book, written primarily for Christian readers, does not just explain the nuts and bolts of traditional Passover Seders, though it does do that. It does not just review what the Passover meal probably meant to Jesus and his friends, though it does that too. More fundamentally, this book explores the radical claim that one meal, one momentous meal, the Passover Seder, can in fact change your life. Note, the Hebrew word Seder means order. It also refers to the Passover meal itself. Other frequently used words transliterated from Hebrew include Haggadah and Matzah. This meal can draw you closer to God and can help you find God's liberation from the places of scarcity, of imprisonment, that lurk in your life. You will ponder anew the places in your lives where you feel trapped and inadequate. You will see where God's outstretched arm can renew your life and faith. To enter more deeply into the liberation of the Passover meal, we will join the Israelites on their journey from slavery to freedom. We will see the tools God gave them to rediscover that freedom in every generation by asking questions, praying, celebrating.